Uber is potentially running off the road. Dylan lifts and adios Yahoo. This is a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Jennifer, we always talk about Uber because Uber is such a big part of my life.
You always have a story.
I do always have
Almost daily, you have an Uber story.
Yeah. Ride-hailing services, I guess, are more a bigger part of my life. I'm leaning toward Lyft these days. But anyway, Uber has had its share of issues over the last couple of years, dogged by sexual harassment claims, so much so that former Attorney General Eric Holder has been brought into the mix here to help deal with some of those allegations. Also, a lawsuit by Google for stealing some of their autonomous car tech. What we have now, what is happening right now, Travis Kalanick, the CEO of Uber.
The founder, right?
Guy who's been known to take a few liberties there as the head of the company, announced on Tuesday that he was taking some time away. And part of that is because of, quote, leadership issues. And also he said he wants to deal with some family issues. And there was a situation. His mother was killed in a boating accident last month. So that's something else that he's apparently dealing with. But the main part is, you know, widespread mismanagement and a toxic work culture. So he has stepped down. But now this is even crazier. Another member of the board is now stepping down. This is all just happening. David Bonderman, an Uber board member and a partner at the private equity firm TPG. Now, this is according to the New York Times. Apparently, at an Uber staff meeting to discuss the company's culture, Arianna Huffington, who I did not know this, but is actually one of the board members of Uber.
Yeah, I didn't realize either she was a part of that.
So she was talking about how the board needs more women on it. And she says, One woman on the board often leads to more women joining a board. And so this Bonderman guy responds, actually, what it shows is that it's much more likely to be more talking.
Oh, he didn't say that.
He did say that.
No.
Yes,
not
he did.
Cool.
Yeah, he did say that. So,
mind you, he's since resigned, right?
He has stepped down from the board. So, you know, the whole sexual harassment and, you know, the whole everything that's dogged this company so far. And then here you are in a board meeting to discuss all of these problems. And that's the comment, the total sexist comment that you deliver. There you go. Adios. So adios, Bonderman. What was your name? David Bonderman. Adios. Get the hell out of there. You're done. And
there's a third person, too. I believe one of Kalanick's allies. I don't remember his name, but a third person with Uber is also stepping down.
There have been several changes up top. You're right. Definitely they're trying to change things up there. It's a huge company. It got big really fast. And it was one of those deals where I think they just didn't have a lot of things in place to go from a very small startup company to a behemoth worth billions of dollars.
Right.
You know, so
including procedures about how to deal with sexual harassment. It's a male-dominated company, and they didn't have, you know, a lot of those rules set up.
How does it feel?
Well, Bob Dylan, as you can hear.
A little disturbing news from Bob. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, he's being accused of perhaps plagiarizing his speech for his Nobel Prize in Literature.
Oh, Bob.
And here's
so.
Why. So this is crazy. Phrases throughout his speech are apparently very similar to phrases used on the site SparkNotes.
Okay.
It's sort of an online Cliff Notes. But apparently phrases in his speech were basically a summarization of Moby Dick on SparkNotes. Some of the phrases from there apparently were very similar.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So he was apparently quoting, parts of the book. But he wasn't. He was. They say that he was using SparkNotes. SparkNotes summarizations.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So yeah, a Slate writer, Andrea Pitzer, is apparently the one who noticed this, and she apparently found about 20 cases.
20 cases.
Yeah, where his text had similar phrases to SparkNotes. And the thing about this is, in order to collect, you know, your $922,000 prize money.
Yeah.
You have to, if you're a winner, you know, you have to have a speech.
You have to give that speech.
In order to get that money. So.
And the one that he gave, the one that he gave, people called it was 25 minutes. People called it eloquent, extraordinary.
Yeah.
And Spark Notes might be the one responsible. This might be all about the eloquence and the extraordinariness, whatever you want to call it.
So apparently Dylan and a spokesman for the Swedish Academy, they haven't been immediately available.
Not
just commenting to put it out
just
there.
Yet.
No comment yet about that.
Man. You know, maybe he was part of the Trump administration or something. You know, maybe he got some help there from Melania or something.
Maybe an easy way to write a speech.
Bob. All right. You know, he never really seemed too into the whole Nobel thing. Anyway,
he didn't go. You know, he didn't want to go.
But how do you say no to $922,000? All right. Let's say a big so long to Yahoo. Yahoo. Remember those commercials?
Yeah, first thing I thought of.
Yeah, 21 years, Yahoo, a pioneer in the internet age, gone. Bought by Verizon and that big deal, $4.5 billion. The takeover is complete. Yahoo is now being mushed in with AOL, another internet pioneer, to create a new entity called Oath, and it's going to be part of Verizon's media and telematics group. But a lot of people are like, what does that mean for my, if you even have one, a Yahoo email address? And also, something that's hugely popular is Yahoo Sports, their fantasy sports. More than 1 billion people affected by this who use all this. And the short answer there is nothing. Nothing really. Nothing yet. It's your email address is going to stay the same for now. That could possibly change. And also the fantasy sports, they're not going to touch that because it is so popular. It generates money and fun because fantasy sports are fun. Marissa Mayer, I believe is her name, the CEO of Yahoo, out the door carrying sacks of cash behind her.
I would say.
Yeah, you know, one of those golden parachute things where she walked out with, I think, $128 million or something like that, and probably more. I think I saw something else where with everything tacked onto that, it's up near $200 million or something.
So you're saying she'll never have to work another day in her life.
No, basically. And that was 5 years of running Yahoo, and so there you go. It's good to run a failing internet company.
Well, I don't know if you've heard this or not. There's been some buzz about a total solar eclipse.
I have heard about this, and I'm looking forward to it. I love all this space stuff and when the planets align and all that, you know.
It's rare. So the solar eclipse is going to be Monday, August 21st. And apparently it's been since 1918 that the whole U.S. coast to coast has been able to witness an eclipse. So this is, you know, a long time coming.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. NASA says there's only about a 70-mile stretch across the U.S. where you'll actually be able to see a total eclipse. Everyone in North America and in other areas like South America, Africa, and Europe will see at least a partial eclipse.
Okay.
That's, you know, where the moon covers only a part of the sun.
Yeah.
And the total eclipse, it's
blocked
it's
out.
Like day is suddenly turned to night.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's not going to happen everywhere. But Newsweek says a simulator has been created, and this is really cool. I checked it out. It's been created by Google and the University of California, Berkeley scientists there. So you log on, and you can actually see how the sky will change over where you live and find out what time to watch for it. I went on there to see Chicago, you know, what's in store for us. We'll see a partial eclipse, not a total eclipse. It's going to be around 1:20 in the afternoon. But Carbondale, Illinois, I think, is the spot where it's going to be the longest a total eclipse. So, yeah, it's just pockets of the U.S. coast to coast that we'll see a complete eclipse. It's actually part of, first time I'm hearing of this, but it's called the Eclipse Mega Movie Project. And I guess there's a goal for like amateur astronomers and, you know, photographers to take pictures of the eclipse and then send it in for a documentary about it. So,
sounds cool.
You know, encouraging people to check it out and get involved in science. And
also, don't stare at it, as we learned when we were in grade school, right? When you'd make the box with the foil and the little hole.
Exactly, yeah. So
this is
stare kinda, at the sun.
This is the tech version of that. Hey, let's wrap up today with a fun hashtag. And we got to thank the folks at Midnight again. They always come up with some good ones. And today we have hashtag bad movie sequels. Why don't you start us out? You got a good one for us.
I do. A Crazy Bird 38. Captain Underpants goes commando.
Nice. At Wade in the Toilet says, I love that handle, Yas Queen of the Damned.
At Puttyhead, the good, the bad, the ugly, and Jar Jar.
Oh, no. Jar Jar. Poor Jar Jar. He gets such a bad rap. At Redhead Wyatt, the 11 commandments.
What's that 11th one, right? I wonder?
Damn, another one to break.
This one, Misophonic Spree, No Country for Old Men with Pre-Existing Conditions.
Very topical.
Which is, yes, very sad.
At Aaron Len Festy says, look who's texting.
You know, that actually could be a really funny movie. Really I'm picturing it now.
Somebody call up John Travolta and Kirstie Alley. Bring them out of Mothballs. We need another one. Yeah.
At Matthew A. Cherry, James Comey and the Giant Impeach.
Nice.
I think they designed a mock-up movie poster too. Which looked pretty funny.
And then this wasn't really a movie, but a TV show / video series you could buy. At Johnny 51981 says, "Golden Girls Gone Wild." And on that note, we're going to go wild here at the Morning Feed, and you can go wild with us by checking us out on our podcast channels, iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Subscribe and review. We would love it if you would do that. Check us out on our Facebook page, The Morning Feed with Rob and Jennifer, and you'll see links to the stories that we talked about. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. This has been a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.